to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Today, we've got Heidi Humber, who I could not be more thrilled to have you join us today. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So, Heidi and I worked together to purchase your first two fourplexes, relatively close to one another, right? We're looking at, together, we're looking at our retirement in kind of a close lens, and we're going, okay, where do we want to be, and how do we have the financial success and stability we want in retirement? And Heidi, you turned to real estate. You'd had plenty of investments in 401k in the stock market. You have a successful marriage and financial situation, but you're looking to see, you want something in addition to that. You want that stability and that security and that multi-generational wealth that we've talked about,
right? Yes, yes.
So you turn to real estate. Tell the folks that are listening, why real estate and how did that happen?
Good question. It all started when my husband and I started looking at our plans for the future, the 401k. What did it mean to retire? How much money do we actually need? And I'm looking at this number in our 401k account and thinking, okay, is that going to last me 5 years, 10 years? Can we continue with this same lifestyle? Are we going to be able to go on trips? Do we need to sit home and hoard our money? I couldn't wrap my brain around how much money we actually needed. So looking towards how my parents had done it, they had started buying little rental properties when I was very young, anything from a studio apartment to a multiplex to even a small motel they owned at one point. And now seeing their retirement in their 70s and they're traveling and they have this constant stream of income. So even though my father's no longer working, they still have a monthly paycheck coming in. So my husband and I decided we should head down that path, which was really scary.
Great role model. Yeah.
And everybody was saying, oh, I wouldn't do that. Prices in Denver are too high. You shouldn't. This is a terrible idea. Keep your money where it's safe. And I thought, you know, I think real estate is safe. So we pulled some money out of the stock market. And our first thought was, okay, we've got this much money. Let's buy an apartment that costs this much.
Right.
So we started looking, found a single little apartment, and then that's when I started talking to Nicole with Fairway, and she says, you know, do you need the income right now from that property? And I said, no, we don't need the income. She said, well, what if you took that money and you bought more than just one unit?
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute. Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate. And let's continue the conversation.
Over the next 2 months, we were able to find two fourplexes, so a total of 8 rental units. And we financed each of them for 15 years. That our monthly mortgage payment is covered by the rents that we get from all of these units. So it's not costing us anything. And now we've got 8 rentals that are just paying for themselves, paying for the mortgages, appreciating at the same time. I know both units have already appreciated in value. So that's exciting. And then before we're ready to retire, we will have a steady stream of income. So we have that money that will still be coming in. Hopefully allowing us to continue with our current lifestyle.
This month, we're talking to investors who've built their own personal wealth through real estate. And I know it seems overwhelming and complicated, but it doesn't need to be. What I love and what I think we have in common is the fact that, yes, we have money in the stock market.
Yes.
We both do. But when I start to accumulate income from my rental properties, that value of that asset's not being depleted like it is in the stock market. So it doesn't land at zero at some point. It just keeps churning off these rental incomes.
Yes.
You could live to 100, and it's not like
and we'd still have income.
I vividly wake up with nightmares of that chart that goes into the red that my financial planner gives me. I'm like, at what age does it go into the red? It's too soon. And this just doesn't matter.
Yes.
That chart doesn't go down. It just stays
right.
consistent.
Exactly. Yes.
So you just added with those four units, $5,000-$6,000 each. So you're talking $10,000-$12,000 a month in regular income that
right.
you can count on.
Yes.
That's
eternally.
Right.
Exactly. And hopefully we can acquire some more and have a great retirement, travel.
Well, thank you. Well, Nicole Ruth with the Ruth Team of Fairway Mortgage. We're continuing this month's focus on that millionaire. How do you build wealth through real estate? And with Heidi today, just such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com to hear more success stories and to get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. Remember, visit thedoublecommaclub.com and subscribe.